Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A major reform of judicial reviews is being planned by the government in what is reported as an effort to rebalance judicial reviews in favour of the common good. Now, the aim is to end spurious challenges to developments by raising the bar as to who and on what grounds judicial reviews can be taken. Daniel Murray is policy editor at the Business Post and has the story, and Daniel is on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us. Now, this is being billed in your piece today as a major change in planning laws. But what's the background? Why does the government feel compelled to do this?
Well, this government is really trying to characterise itself on the delivery of infrastructure, and not least within that, the delivery of housing. And it realises that it has a problem across the board in being able to do that. And it's the reason why in the first number of months of its term in office, it has announced record capital investment into infrastructure. And we've seen over the last year or so various reforms to try and streamline infrastructure delivery, housing delivery, and some planning reform. So this is really kind of the latest in that line of measures that the government is trying to roll out to try and make sure that infrastructure can be delivered quickly and that it isn't caught up in the courts where it feels that a lot of projects are being caught up.
So this is where it's identified a blockage when it comes to getting things done, and this is what they're aiming to resolve. So judicial reviews, the government believes, are being taken too often and are causing too many delays. So what do they plan to change?
So Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan is to bring the Civil Reform Bill to Cabinet in the coming weeks, and it's going to address a number of things across the civil justice system, but specifically it'll look at judicial reviews as well. And within that, it's going to look at a number of changes that are basically going to try and rebalance who can take a judicial review, on what grounds they can take it, the threshold for taking it, and then when a decision is being made on it, the weight of that decision towards the public interest and common good rather than the private individual. So the types of changes that will be in there are that when actually taking a case to prescribe a threshold, an applicant to apply for judicial review has to include substantial grounds rather than simply being an arguable case. And they'll also have to be able to prove that there's a reasonable prospect of success at trial. And that's basically heightened the bar there for being able to take a case. People will also have to be able to prove that they have substantial interest in the subject matter. So that would probably stop people from being able to take reviews from anywhere in the country. And then if you are to take a judicial review on the basis of, say, procedural error or technical errors, you'd have to be able to prove that these errors within an application were material to the overall decision being made. And the government in particular thinks that this is crucial to being able to stop a lot of cases being taken on very technical basis.
Okay, so if I spot an error in a planning application that has been approved, right now I can take a judicial review, and it's hoped that after this, or the government hopes, I won't be allowed to take a judicial review on that grounds.
Well, there'll still be avenues to be able to rectify things. They'll be looking for applicants to before they challenge, to be able to request that deficiencies and developments are actually rectified. And only when those applications for rectification have been refused, then might they be able to have grounds for judicial review. So it's not that it's being cut off altogether, but the bar is definitely being raised for access. And then, of course, when it comes to actually making decisions, judges are going to be put into this legislation, that they have to give greater weight to the public interest, to the common good, when making decisions on, in particular, infrastructure developments.
So those rules can be set down that judges will have to comply with in legislation, because often those rules are set through precedent, aren't they?
Yes, they'll be able to explicitly do it through a number of different things that are put into this legislation, and the public interest will be explicitly in there as something that has to be weighed up as part of that. And that basically means that for any development, the local economic good, the societal good, and the national objectives of the government have to be taken into consideration as well.
Does the government then believe that there's a culture of objection in Ireland, and that that is damaging our reputation internationally, but also our ability to get things done?
They definitely do. And just earlier this year, the Cabinet heard about how in the first number of months of 2025 alone, there was a 20% increase in judicial reviews. So they are increasing. And in terms of the international reputation, the United States Department of State has issued advice to US companies warning of Ireland's tedious planning system and its chronic infrastructure problems. So there's a recognition that this is certainly slowing a development here, and that it's beginning to impact our international competitiveness and reputation as well.
Does the government have major infrastructure projects in mind in drafting this legislation that may this may lay the groundwork for them being completed and certainly started in a more timely fashion as a result?
Certainly the scale of infrastructure development that is planned for the years ahead is what the government is thinking of when they're looking to make these reforms. And that's everything, anything that's basically not in the planning system yet that is being planned and coming down the tracks. It could be housing developments, the range of houses that have to be delivered in the years ahead. It could be the likes of water infrastructure, the Shannon to Dublin pipeline to ensure there's enough water supply there. And they're trying to learn the lessons from previous projects, not least of all the likes of Irish Water's Greater Dublin Drainage Project, which was judicial reviewed a number of years ago, doubled in price while it was in the planning system, was resubmitted, was approved just a couple of months ago, and now has been judicial reviewed again. And Irish Water are warning that they won't be able to connect up new houses, and that's going to impact housing targets as a result of that not being built if it is delayed by any more. So these are the kind of issues that the government is trying to address in part through reforms to judicial review.
Okay, of course, the Dublin Metro is one that is live right now, Daniel. Is a decision expected on that soon?
I understand a decision by Ann Commission Planola on that is imminent. It's been in the planning system for 3 years. There was great disappointment just last week by the operators of Metrolink when they launched their first market engagement exercise that the planning hadn't been issued yet. But I do understand that is imminent. And when that's delivered, they're hoping to get a builder in place by early next year and then actually get building. So that's another example of a huge infrastructure project that they're hoping will be able to get through the system and that won't suffer the kind of legal challenges that has plagued some others.
All right, interesting stuff, Daniel. Thank you very much. Daniel Murray there, policy editor with the Business Post. Coming up a little bit later on, the fallout in France. Emmanuel Macron faces the challenge of appointing his third prime minister in just 1 year. But next, what we've learned from the Jeffrey Epstein birthday book, which was released overnight.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.